We are awaiting the decision from the SCOTUS in regards to the Texas lawsuit. But while we're waiting, this broke about 15 minutes ago. The Supreme Court of the state of Arizona, and it's only a minute, so I'm going to give you guys, we're going to listen to the chairman, Kelly Ward, announce that the state of Arizona will be appealing their case to the Supreme Court here on the Bear Brief on the Crusade Channel. Once again, this is Representative Kelly Ward, not Representative, GOP Chair Kelly Ward, talking about the GOP in Arizona appealing their case to SCOTUS.
Hello, Arizona. It is time for the daily update from the Republican Party of Arizona. I'm your chairwoman, Dr. Kelly Ward. So today, it's the day that you've been waiting for. Our case is going to the Supreme Court of the United States. We are filing, and hopefully we will be accepted with an expedited oomph behind us. If we are accepted, we'll be only the third case in this presidential in 2020 to be accepted by the Supreme Court. Why does this need to go to the Supreme Court? Well, simply because we have not had due process. It is unconstitutional for us not to have due process, which is time to be able to make a case, do discovery, and hold an entire hearing. The judge set unrealistic deadlines. He believed he had to have his case out of his hands by December 8th. Well, that only gave us 3 days to examine up to 3 million ballots, which we all know is impossible. So, and in Arizona, it's interesting because for over 100 years, we've had to file an election contest the day after the election is certified. So that gives us only 8 days to do the entire job that we need to do. And everyone knows that that's not enough time to do the job in a case that is as important as choosing our next president. So this is going to go to the Supreme Court. And guess who's fighting it? The Democrats, the left, the media. The media loves to say, show us the evidence. We found evidence, but then we didn't have enough time to do more discovery because they've kept that evidence locked up. It's smoke and mirrors, and the people of Arizona see right through it. So do the people of America as a whole. Those Democrats don't care about accountability. They don't care about transparency, and they certainly don't care about the integrity of this election. But I can tell you, the Republican Party of Arizona does, and so does Dr. Kelly Ward. So we're going to continue the good fight with you. Stay tuned. Our next update will be on Monday. See you then.
All right, so that was Dr. Kelly Ward, who went G. She went old school G and referred to herself in the third person. I like that. That's pretty cool. Dr. Kelly Ward cares about what Dr. Kelly Ward has to say. So good for them. They're appealing to SCOTUS. So things are still working, folks. I know, and believe me, we're on pins and needles, bated breath, waiting for the decision from the Texas case to come down. But we also we have what's going on in Arizona. We also have the Trump campaign has yet to actually appeal their cases to SCOTUS. I know, and here's the thing, listener. I get it. Right now, it's December 11th. We have been fighting this fight for a while. And it's just every day, it's more and more people. Every day, more and more people jump off the ship. My feckless Senator John Cornyn is caught on tape saying, well, I don't understand the Texas lawsuit. I don't know what's going on. Shut up, John. Just go away. You're useless for pretty much anything but basic Republican stupidity. And if this was a boxing match, somebody mentioned a Rocky movie in the chat room at crusadechannel.com/chat. We're probably in round six. We got at least three rounds to go. And it really depends on how much of a fight you want to get into. Or how much you believe in it. So there's that. Also, we have to talk about this entire appealing to SCOTUS. I know some people are going to think I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth. And you could make that argument. That's fine. But overall, because here's the thing. I am hoping that the Texas lawsuit comes down and we can see President Trump going into the Oval Office again for 4 more years, which I am very, I'm still confident in. But what is the end game? What is the end game here, folks? Because let's play this out. No, shut up, Jonah Goldberg. Whatever, dude. Jonah Goldberg trying to make sure that his liberal masters like him on Twitter. The crazy thing is that we have quote unquote conservative grift, the establishment, the GOPE conservatives, who are so desperate to get back into the bosom of the opposition party. And that's why I don't call myself a Republican or a conservative, because these people are pathetic. And it does feel like a roller coaster. Wednesday was great. Tuesday was great. Because, of course, they feasted the Immaculate Conception. But with the lawsuit, now we go down, and then we come back up. And then we go back down, then we come back up. And so, yes, I do. Thank you, Justin. The Wisconsin hearing is having, they are broadcasting it right now. I'm going to check in on that in the next segment. Right, we're going to kind of introduce what's going on in the show today, talk a little bit about this, and then we'll do a little bit of the Wisconsin hearing for a bit, see what they have to say. I'm not expecting anything earth-shattering, but you never know. It could happen. So we will. So we're going to check in on that. But what is the end game, folks? Because SCOTUS can't fix what ails us. Yesterday was an awesome day because people were talking about secession. Of course, I had Daniel Miller on. And really, that's what I want to talk about. I don't want to talk about House races or presidential elections or any of this other crap nonsense anymore. Because at this point, I don't even want to be a part of the union. Why do I want to be a part of this union when Bill Barr is coming out and saying, Bill Barr is Eeyore at this point. The Hunter Biden investigations. I didn't really do anything with those, even though there were like 2 of them. Bill Barr is waiting out the clock, man. He's a deep state guy. I don't want to be a part of this union anymore. I don't. It's not working. And here's the thing. Yesterday, one of these wacko leftist liberals tried to make fun of us. Tried to poke fun at people like me or Mike Church or anybody that says, hey, this whole thing's not working. Maybe we should actually secede. Maybe we should actually go in our own way. And some lady, I'm trying to find, here it is. Her name's, I've retweeted her a bunch of, Amy Siskin. She's a confused lesbian blue check mark on Twitter. So she throws up this map yesterday. And she says, proposed map. New York and California are sick of supporting these red welfare states. And if you look at a picture of it, I'm going to drop it in the chat room right now at crusadechannel.com/chat, C-H-A-T, for my founders, past member people. It's a picture of course, she doesn't include Mexico, because she's a racist. But she does the United States and Canada. And she goes, proposed map. We're not going to do this anymore. And it's California, Washington, Oregon, all of Canada, Minnesota, Michigan, Illinois, Pennsylvania, New England. And it says it's the United States of Canada. And then everything else, oh, in Hawaii. And then she says she classifies pretty much everything from there. I don't know why she gave us Nevada. Nevada doesn't like us. I guess Nevada, you know, we'll take it, but no. And then she calls us, quote-unquote, Jesus Land. Which I think she means to make fun of us. But it's all glory to God. So if we're going to name it after our Lord and Savior, I'm actually okay with that. I'm actually okay with living in a place that is named after our Lord and Savior, you dummy. I couldn't even come up with a better name myself. All glory to God. I live here. I would. Absolutely. And it's just, here's the thing, though, and somebody else pointed out a different map, and there is no blue state, and this is what you and I have talked about here in the Barrett Brief on the Crusade Channel, the last live radio station standing. We've talked about the fact there is no blue state, blue cities, right? Rhode Island is not a blue state, my home. There's a lot of people, especially on the western part of Rhode Island, our version of the country, Coventry, Foster, Gloucester, all those places. Very conservative, very red, very down to earth. Unfortunately, because the state's so small, it's dominated by South Kingstown and URI and Providence County, obviously the city of Providence. But there are no blue states. There are a lot of blue cities. And of course, I've already given you my detailed plan on how to get rid of people in blue cities. You either conform or you get out. And if you want, I can always talk about that later in the program. But the entire idea that we need to have the SCOTUS, that anything that the SCOTUS does, regardless, believe me, once again, I have to say that I am hopeful, especially after reading a little bit of the reply from Texas to the four states after they replied to go back and forth, that Trump, that the SCOTUS will ring in or will present or rule on it today. Who knows when news breaks out, we'll break in on it. But even if Trump, and I've been saying this since before the election happened, even when Trump is put back in office, his rightful place in office, you got to come to the realization. You've got to come to the realization that this time in this glob of states is over. Maybe before you could have said, oh, well, we're getting close, but yeah, there's possibilities to be brought back. There is no going back, man. You can't unring this bell. You cannot unring the bell of the November 3rd election. It's very simple. The only problem is we have an entire group of people who want to, they're lining up for a Pfizer vaccine that's going to turn them into the abomination from the Marvel Cinematic movies so they can go back to concerts.